Day 2. Simplify or focus. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus. Seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given you as well. Colossians 3:2, Hebrews 12:2, and Matthew 6:33. Seeking simplicity is a contemporary trend. The peace and purpose approach does help simplify life, but how far down the road of simplicity should we go? The simplicity movement assumes that simplicity is better, even righteous. With less distracting us, it claims, we can be in the moment, which is an Eastern idea of the best way to live. But what is the best way to live? Is it really simplicity? Siri Mom, a famous trendsetter of the 1920s, focused on simplicity. At age 16, she had a conversion experience. But Siri did not keep focused on Jesus. She initiated the fashion for streamlining, which exists to this day. Society largely followed her, setting aside Victorian clutter. But simplifying did not simplify her life. Siri spent her time and more than all her money seeking the simplest and the best. Focusing on simplifying takes time. It considers who and what to cut from our lives. It devotes days to evaluate whether to keep or discard everything we own, organizing, upgrading, and then replacing the things discarded. Some simplifying could likely improve our peace and purpose. But realistically, 21st century life is complicated. We cannot completely simplify it. One way we don't recommend simplifying is to focus totally on our families and exclude activities that promote God's kingdom. For example, the holiday season brings increased material and social demands. Yet, holidays are also the best time in Western culture for outreach to Muslims and everyone else. If we put God's kingdom first through outreaches and gifts and parties for unbelievers, we risk running out of time for shopping and family activities. While difficult, when we put Jesus' kingdom first during the holidays, we have seen God's miraculous provisions for our other obligations, and sometimes for our family's experiences as well. David prayed that God would turn his eyes from worthless things. So many things surround us every day. How many actually have eternal value? Joseph was required to manage many earthly things. If he had simplified, thousands would have died from a famine. He focused on the task at hand and served God through it. Most of us are more like Joseph than other Bible heroes we may admire. Our lives are complicated by managing material goods, paying bills, and balancing activities. May God give us the grace of both David and Joseph to focus our lives in His way. O Lord, may I prioritize keeping my eyes on You and working for Your kingdom. May I be caught by neither materialism nor perfect simplicity. May my life be simply to do Your will, regardless of how untidy it may seem to the world.